B-Pod Studios.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
On the line right now, you know he does just an incredible job covering the Phillies for the Inquirer. And he has something, he had kind of the same sentiment as we had, his story, his game story after the game from the Inquirer. Trey Turner delivers first signature Phillies moment in a 6-5 comeback win over the Diamondbacks. Mr. Scott Lauber on the Comcast Business Hotline. How you doing, Scott?
I'm doing well. How's everyone?
Doing pretty well, man. Now Scott, our word of the day is moment, and we're trying to figure out, we're trying to wonder, is it possible, and you've been covering this game, you're around this team, where a moment like Trey Turner's and the team having a comeback from being down 5-0 to win, could the momentum from the moment carry over into this four-game series in the Braves against the Braves and then three games against the Mets, or is everything self-contained to you in the game of baseball?
Well, I mean, look, I hate to start out here with a cliche, but I will. What's the adage in baseball, right, that momentum is only as good as your next day's starter? And so I don't think it's entirely self-contained. I do believe that one game can bleed into the next, one day can bleed into the next, but it's different from the other sports. They play every single day, and, you know, if the Braves come out tonight and score three in the first inning against Aaron Nola, well, all of that momentum from yesterday kind of goes up in smoke. So I do believe that you can have a carryover, but I'm skeptical of that. I am skeptical, especially when I see the Phillies, who have not really launched yet this year. They haven't taken off and gone on that run. So until you start to see them string together 4 in a row, 5 in a row, you know, 6 out of 7, you know, 8 out of 10, and put together a run, and then we can look back and say, you know, it all kind of started with the Turner home run on that getaway day at home. Well, then I think we can point to it. But I do think there's a lot of work to do to get from here to there.
We've asked you this question like a billion times in 10 different ways, it seems like, over the last few weeks. But with Trey Turner, you look at that at-bat prior to the home run, and he's swinging at pitches that are so far into the dirt before it even reaches home plate. I mean, how does it get to that level? Like, in what world is the hitter that he is and his ability to be unbelievable, and he's swinging at that garbage, how has it gotten to this point for Trey? And the ability to turn it around with one at bat, it just scares me. That's all. It scares me looking ahead.
So I think what you're looking at is a good hitter who's going through a bad time. And I'm sure that the human element of this is at play where, you know, although I do not, and I think I've said this to you guys before, I do not get the feeling that this is Castellanos 2.0. I don't think he is, you know, uncomfortable here. I don't think he is a fish out of water. I don't think he's, you know, having difficulty adjusting. And I also don't think he's bothered by the boos or the noise or any of that. I just think he's off to a bad start. And then there is a human element of it, and he is with a new team, and I'm sure he does want to make a better impression than this. And I think he wouldn't be human if he didn't feel that way. And so I'm attributing that to why he's chasing pitches he normally doesn't chase. Like, I don't know what else to attribute it to other than, you know, he's a human being and it's natural to kind of do that. And maybe a hit like yesterday, you know, you asked me whether it can create momentum for the team, possibly, but maybe that's what he needed to get himself going. It was his first kind of signature Phillies moment. He had other chances. I do wonder, if we go back to that game in April in Chicago, if he'd ended up hitting for the cycle that day, I wonder if that's what launches him. I wonder if he gets a hit in the ninth inning in San Francisco a couple of weeks ago instead of striking out, if that's what launches him. So, you know, maybe he needed that, and maybe it helps to push him and create some momentum for him personally, individually. I can see that possibly happening. And I think, look, it's very clear, right, that everyone's been expecting that moment from him for close to 50 games now. I mean, he joked yesterday. It wasn't a joke. I mean, he told us yesterday that he came back into the clubhouse to a text message from his mom confessing that she was booing him through the television because she thought that at bat in the seventh inning where he struck out was a really bad at bat. So, I mean, the guy's own mother is wondering when he's going to sort of take off and go be the player that we all think he is and we've seen him be. So, I mean, you know that that's certainly in his mind, and maybe a hit like yesterday kind of frees him up a little bit.
Yeah, you look at Ranger Suarez yesterday, it looks as though, you know, his arm speed's not there. He's trying to play catch up. What are your thoughts on Ranger right now?
Yeah, I agree with you, Ricky. I mean, I think you especially see it with his off speed, right? He hung that changeup yesterday on the home run, and he knew it as soon as he threw it. Like, you could tell by his reaction. They've talked about, you know, swearing up and down that he's healthy, that, and I don't believe they rushed him. I mean, he threw a lot of, like, I remember when he was going through the rehab, we were like, how many bullpen sessions is he going to throw? We didn't think it would take as long as it took. Maybe ideally they would have given him one more game in the minor leagues before they brought him back. But overall, I don't feel like they rushed the rehab. So they say he's healthy. Is this just rust? I'm not sure. I mean, he didn't look good out of the stretch yesterday. That was where a lot of the trouble started for him. Command hasn't been good. That's not characteristic for him. So I think there's a lot of going back to the drawing board for him when he throws his bullpen this weekend, and to try to figure out exactly what it is that's causing the command in particular. And I think it's command, especially on his off speed, to be less than what we're used to seeing.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
We're speaking with Scott Lauber. He does a great job covering the Phillies for the Inquirer. On a somewhat positive note, the fan base has not been too concerned about Schwarber. And the one thing about him is he has had good power. He finds a way to hit the ball in the seats. He's on pace for 40 home runs again. But the month of June is looming, and usually this is when he really, really takes off. From what you've observed, is there anything more wrong with Schwarber this year than previous years? And maybe we don't know exactly June 1st all of a sudden is just going to happen, but do you think he'll find a way to bring his average up out of the 170s over the course of the month?
Yeah, I mean, I think if we're talking about Schwarber at the plate, then, you know, what we have to do, I guess, is lean on the fact that this is the time of year where he typically starts to heat up a little bit. I think he is who he is as a hitter, right? He is very much a three true outcome hitter, strikes out, walks, and hits home runs. I don't know that he's ever going to hit for a truly high average. I mean, we thought this year with the elimination of the shift that he might get some more base hits to right field that were ordinarily into the shift. Doesn't seem like that's happened. Maybe one or two. Doesn't feel like he's really benefited as much from that as we thought he would. Maybe it's just that's the kind of hitter that he is. It's just it's going to do damage when he hits the ball out of the ballpark and when he draws walks and scores some runs that way, but never a guy who's going to hit for high average. I mean, for me, the thing that I'm looking at with him is he hasn't looked right to me in the outfield all year. And I've asked him about it a number of times. He says it's nothing. You know, I've seen him wear a brace at times on his knee, and he says it's mostly just for kind of like load management and sort of preventative, and that he's done that before. And he did do it a little bit last year. So, I mean, look, you take the guy at his word but he doesn't seem to be moving as well out in the outfield. I just think at the plate, he is the kind of hitter that he is, and waiting for that hot streak to kick in and, kind of, you know, the track record says that, you know, when the weather gets warmer and maybe it's just he gets into the flow of things a little bit more, that's what normally happens. And so you got to trust, I suppose, that it's going to happen again.
How do you feel about that fifth starter spot? We've seen them previously go with an opener, and then Bailey Falter stuff happened, and they tried it again with Matt Strom and Covey over this most recent time. How do you feel about it?
I mean, you gotta wonder how many turns through they can go. I mean, it worked this time around, right? Because Covey gave them some innings and pitched pretty well in his first appearance for them. I'm not sure what they're going to do yet on Sunday. That's when the turn comes up again. look, they're not the only team, right, that has fifth starter problems. I wrote something this week about the Braves, for example. Like, they're starting kid that they're calling up from the minor leagues tonight to be their fifth guy, and they've gone through their rotation a number of times lately with a bullpen game in the fifth spot. So, I mean, a lot of teams are searching. It just doesn't seem like the Phillies have sort of the depth of talent that that they can go grab in the minor leagues to help fill in. Like, the Dodgers have this problem, and they called up their top prospect, Bobby Miller. You know, the Phillies, you know, Mick Abel's not ready yet. Griff McGarry is not ready yet and coming back from an injury early in the season. Andrew Painter's hurt, obviously, you know, or still coming back from his spring training injury and nowhere near ready to pitch in games. Below them, you've got, you know, the Christopher Sanchez's and Michael Plassmeyer's of the world who are not pitching well in AAA. It just seems as though they don't have a ton of options down there. I would keep an eye on McGarry. I do think he could move fairly quickly if he continues to pitch well and get stretched out. But, you know, it's just, there's not a whole lot to do. And it kind of tells you what they sort of thought about Bailey Falter and that they demoted him when they didn't have a replacement for him. So I think they're going to go with this sort of bullpen slash opener bulk route for a while. I mean, maybe Covey can actually start a game here or there, depending on the matchups. They liked him in that bulk role the other day because of the Diamondbacks lineup. They felt like they were better off starting a left-handed pitcher to get through the lineup, you know, ostensibly once before they went to Covey. Don't know how they feel yet about the Braves lineup and what the matchup says there, but I guess they're going to go with this for now and hope that they can get by until they have a more clear, more traditional sort of solution for how to fill that fifth spot.
Looking at the bullpen, what are you thinking right now with this bullpen? I mean, obviously they're up and down a little bit, and what have you heard about Jose Alvarado?
Yeah, up and down a little bit. I you know, honestly, and maybe this says more about the Phillies and their start through 48 games, 49 games than anything else, but like the bullpen I feel like has kind of been the strength, like, or at least the most consistent part of it. And in saying that, they have been up and down, you're right. But, like, you know, for the most part, like, you look at it and you're like, well, you know, more often than not, you know, Sir Anthony and Soto and Kimbrell are going to be pretty reliable, and Alvarado is certainly going to be reliable when he's in there and he's healthy. And so that gives Thompson options late in games. And they've gotten, you know, way more than they ever probably expected from, you know, Andrew Vasquez and until yesterday. Jeff Hoffman had come up and pitched really well, and they've gotten kind of they've gotten good contributions in the middle from those guys that you didn't really count on when the season started. So, you know, I think they actually have to feel fairly good about their bullpen. In terms of Alvarado, you know, he's throwing again. He's going to throw some bullpen sessions on this road trip. It's still unclear whether he'll be back before the trip is over, but he is traveling with them, and I think that he's going to be close by the end of the trip. Whether he's back yet or not in Washington next weekend remains to be seen.
Well, Scott, we really appreciate it. It's going to be a fascinating next seven games for sure, given that the Braves are in first place in their struggles against the Mets last year. And this will be, you know, this will finally be Memorial Day. That's been the time when people have been waiting. So appreciate it so much, man.
You got it. Anytime.
All right. That was Scott Lauber on the Comcast Business Hotline. Does a fantastic job.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.